Tony,
real fast, real quick. How did you rate sort of what's going on today as far as IPS schools and the decisions being made by the board, even though we've only got through a couple of schools so far this morning?
Well, again, I believe that the board is seeing a very thorough evaluation of the schools up for state intervention at the highest level, which is the assignment of a special management team. So I think that the board is seeing that very thorough investigation is yielding the need to assign turnaround school operators. So from that perspective, and this gives me no pleasure, Abdul, I believe the board, I am pleased that the board is seeing the things that we have seen for 2 years. I am not pleased that we have to take this action.
Dr. White says he doesn't think that IPS is getting a fair shake in the meeting and that there's some misinformation going on. How do you respond to that?
Well, very bluntly, Dr. White's had 2 years to talk about fair shakes and share transparent information. So to come to the board today and say I'm not getting a fair shake is disingenuous.
I want to go back to the grades for a second. More than 81% of public high schools are at C or below. That's a much higher percentage than elementary or middle schools. What needs to be done specifically with high schools to turn this around?
It's a great question, and you're actually hitting to one of the huge policy questions that's facing schools all across America, and that is the fact we must transform the high school experience. We must. We are seeing improvement at the elementary schools. We're seeing improvement at the middle schools on a national level. And the fact is, there's a tremendous amount of work that says states have done a pretty good job of building assessments at the elementary and middle school to help inform teachers, schools, school districts, and states about how to transform the elementary and middle school experience, but we have yet to do that at the high school. So there is a great policy debate about how we utilize data, how we use the assessments that we may have or we may need to develop to truly transform the high school experience into one that prepares students to be college and career ready.
What is making it so difficult to tackle the high school problem?
Well, again, I think it's first of all, it is the fact that we have not focused on how we assess high school performance. We've had kind of a hodgepodge of assessments, and none of those have been ever knitted together in a coherent way to say this is how a high school truly performs in yielding college and career ready students. And how do we yield college and career ready students in a relevant, rigorous manner? So again, I'll go back to the idea of assessment and accountability will drive high school reform.
Tony, just to jump real quick before I let you go here, because I know you got to eat, on the whole issue of assessments and how we do metrics, what about some of the schools that said, okay, we understand that, this was the old metric system, we have a new metric system coming, but my high school got a C, we're in a voucher world now. Had to explain to my parents, yeah, we got a C, but that was the old way Dr. Bennett used to grade. Under the new way Dr. Bennett grades, we get a B.
Well, we're still developing the new way, so it's a little hard to say what the new way is going to be because the state board hadn't even begun the proposed rulemaking process. I think the argument, Abdul, is this. We are a C because AYP is linked, which we have done as long as we've had this process where we've had to link 221 and AYP. So I think that's the question. And there's no question. At some point, we do believe they should be, separated. But again, that process is still taking place. I would also say to you that some of the delay in this process is because of the resistance we heard to even grading schools to begin with. So, it's somewhat discouraging to hear individuals say, we didn't want to be graded. The sky was falling when you introduced A through F metrics. And now that the A through F metrics are here, we hear some of those same people saying, you know what, A through F metrics are good, but now the metrics are bad. So, had they gotten to that point 16 months ago, we may be far ahead of this game.
All right. Dr. Bennett, thank you very much, Tony.